Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Whether due to being caught driving whilst under the influence, getting accused of illegally possessing roids, or even having been spotted assaulting a police officer, this bunch of current WWE stars have all wound up posing for some rather unflattering mugshots at one point in their lives. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 current WWE superstars who have been arrested. Number 10, Wade Barrett. It was bad news for NXT's current resident co-commentator back in 2008, as Wade Barrett found himself on the wrong side of the law on the back of a scuffle outside a Tampa bar. The incident went down whilst the former Nexus man was still honing his craft down in FCW, with Barrett reportedly attacking an officer who was decked in normal clothes. The former Intercontinental Champion soon stated that, had he known this individual was indeed a cop, he would have refrained from trying to make a quick getaway shortly after. Wouldn't we all, Wade? In the end, the charges against Barrett, that of battery of a law enforcement officer, were dropped later down the line. But the Brit still had to endure a night in the can immediately following the incident, and was even rumored to have been tasered as he attempted to leave the scene during the drama. Number 9, Jimmy and Jey Uso. Jimmy was the first of the twin sons of WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi to land himself in hot water with the law, being arrested in 2011 for driving in the wrong direction up a one-way street whilst under the influence. His brother Jey would then be charged with DWI in 2018 after appearing at a WWE live event in Texas. Following these two arrests and a rather cheeky dig at the pair's expense from John Cena himself on Monday Night Raw, Jimmy would once again be charged with DUI. A few months earlier, he'd also been cuffed for his reaction to the brothers and Naomi's rental car being pulled over for, again, driving the wrong way up a one-way street. With both Jimmy and Jey now finding themselves near the top of the card once more, here's hoping the pair are over their numerous driving troubles. Number 8, Randy Orton. To say that Randy Orton was a bit of a troubled guy growing up is a contender for understatement of the millennium. From wrecking hotel rooms because of a reported stomach bug causing him some unwanted pain, to numerous wellness policy violations. However, this ability to land himself in trouble reared its head long before he ever set foot in Vince McMahon's company, with Orton paying the consequences for going AWOL and later refusing a direct order during his time as a Marine. That latter refusal resulted in the Viper being sentenced to 115 days in military jail, but the eventual wrestling legend would ultimately be given his marching orders early, spending only 38 days locked up before being given his discharge papers and sent home. Orton left the Marines on such bad terms that the Corps lashed out at news of his casting in the Marine homefront, with The Miz instead being subbed in after another former Marine claimed the star appearing in the movie was a disgrace to those that have worn and are wearing that uniform. Number 7, William Regal. The younger generation may know him best for being the firm but fair on-screen leader of all things black and gold, but William Regal was once one of the most talented in-ring performers working in the industry. He was also known for enjoying a tipple from time to time. Yet on one occasion, whilst traveling on a long-haul flight from Tokyo to Detroit, a drunken Regal was found relieving himself in the bathroom aboard the plane with the door wide open. Then, when he was tapped on the shoulder by a stewardess, the Brit was a little too eager to see who was behind him and, well, it didn't go well. Regal then only went and blacked out, and remembered next to nothing about the entire ordeal, later being informed about his behavior as he awoke inside of an Alaskan jail cell, as you do. Sure enough, Regal was charged with urinating on a flight attendant and paid a fine of $2,500 for his uncontrollable bladder. Number 6, MVP. This may come as a bit of a surprise to some, but had MVP never spent time in the Slammer, there's a good chance we would have never gotten to see his talents within the squared circle. The future United States champion was sent down at the age of 16 for his part in robbing a casino on a cruise ship. MVP would then go on to serve 9.5 years of his 18.5-year sentence for 1 count of armed robbery and 10 counts of armed kidnapping. Yet it was during this time when he met Darryl Davis, a correction officer who was also an independent wrestler. Davis would bring in tapes of matches for MVP and other inmates to watch, and the star would later go on to train with him upon being released from prison. Seeing how far the multi-talented performer has come today, producing stellar work in the likes of WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, and even earning himself a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, acts as a reminder that even those who make terrible mistakes at a young age can turn their life around in the end. What an inspiration. Number 5, Roman Reigns. As much as WWE would like to forget their prized poster boy had a life before signing on the dotted line with them back in 2010, Roman Reigns most definitely did. And it was one that involved him being arrested just a couple of weeks before joining the company. The eventual Universal Champion and Tribal Chief of SmackDown was detained for intoxication, affray, disorderly conduct, riot, and unlawful assembly around June of 2010, in the Pensacola, Florida area. Upon being cuffed, Reigns was eventually let go on a $1,000 bond, and was forced to pay $500 for each of his aforementioned offenses. It's safe to say this whole scenario had next to no impact on his impending wrestling career, with Reigns still being welcomed into FCW as planned, and going on to form a third of one of the most dominant factions in WWE history in The Shield, and we've been acknowledging him ever since. Number 4, Shawn Michaels. Sporting a youthful blonde mane and the all-round cocky look that would later make himself and McMahon a boatload of money, the image in question came about after Michaels was arrested in Louisville, Kentucky, and ultimately sent to Jefferson County Jail Sheriff's Office. Yet to this day, it still isn't known precisely what the sexy boy had been caught doing, or why he'd been forced to pose in front of the camera in the first place. What we do know, though, based on this image alone, is that Michaels was already causing chaos long before he decided to strut into WWE, and make life hell for just about everybody outside of his beloved clique. Number 3, Jeff Hardy. You just knew it was only a matter of time before the charismatic enigma found his way onto this particular list. From being arrested on charges of being in possession of a variety of illegal drugs and drug trafficking in 2009, to arrest for driving while impaired in both 2018 and 2019. Hardy has frequently found himself in the headlines for the wrong reasons, but always seems to find a way to get back on track in the end. His troublesome relationship with drugs and alcohol has become such an inescapable part of the former Hardy Boy's life that WWE even decided to double down on it last year, because nothing says big ratings quite like piss test on live TV. Number 2, Charlotte Flair. 4 years before she officially signed with the biggest wrestling promotion on the planet, Charlotte Flair was involved in a rather explosive altercation which involved the Nature Boy himself, the star's boyfriend at the time, and a police officer. The WWE Hall of Famer later revealed that the future Raw, SmackDown, and NXT Women's Champion told the officer who arrived on the scene in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, "Don't touch me, I said don't touch me," as they attempted to put her hands behind her back. Before Nate knew what was going on, Charlotte had been subdued by a taser and put in handcuffs. She'd later be sentenced to 45 days in prison. However, this sentence was eventually lessened to supervised probation and a $200 fine. Number 1, Brock Lesnar. Just imagine being the poor sod who had to slap the handcuffs on this absolute monster. A year or so before he announced himself as the bona fide next big thing in WWE, Brock Lesnar was arrested during his time in OVW after being charged with possession of steroids. This all came about due to the youngster receiving what the cops assumed to be steroids in the post. However, 4 months on from having his mugshots taken, the Beast Incarnate was able to overcome the felony charge, with the results from lab tests revealing that the questionable post Lesnar was in possession of did not in fact contain steroids. The star had to be genuinely worried about WWE's reaction to this entire misunderstanding so early into his career within the industry. Needless to say, the fact Lesnar was pulverizing Spike Dudley via multiple powerbombs on Raw a year later told you all you need to know about how much the company cared about his potentially disastrous run-in with the police.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.